A union member from Racine is among many workers happy that a Dane County judge this week threw out more of a state law limiting collective bargaining for public sector employees. Rocco DeMarc is a second shift building engineer for an elementary school and on the executive board in Wisconsin for the Service Employees International Union. DeMarc told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach that Republicans passed the law, known as Act 10, soon after he started in Racine, and it has hurt the local public schools.
It has affected us a lot. When I first started with the district, we did have a one-year contract, so I got a little bit of a taste of what it was pre-Act 10. Once that was expired and we didn't have that contract anymore, we just started seeing things kind of on the decline. Morale kind of went on decline. People that were supposed to get, you know, the jobs through seniority changed a lot through the district's way of hiring people. We don't really have that well of knowledge of the older generation that basically retired due to Act 10.
In other words, some people got frustrated. They decided they were better off retiring.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of people that just were like, once Act 10 started gaining effect, we saw a lot of people retire. 50% of our workforce is basically after 2016.
And how did that affect the district? I mean, younger people have their skills and enthusiasm, but would you argue quite a bit of increase in retirements negatively affected the district?
I think so, just because we need the wisdom of the past to show us the way of the future. The correct way of doing things in the buildings, to know the right and wrong way of doing things.
So remind me then of the status of yourself and other employees. Are you able to do any collective bargaining?
Well, as of right now, the only thing that we can even bargain for was wages, and it was only for the consumer price index, meaning inflation. As inflation goes up or down, that controlled our pay. So if the CPI was low, then I think 1 year we had like a penny raise.
A penny per hour.
A penny per hour.
So 40 cents for the week, $1.60 for the month.
Yep, for that year. And in order for us to actually ask for any more than that, we had to put it through a referendum.
Right. And did any of those succeed in your 13 years?
We never really asked for a referendum. We thought it was just not worth the risk of putting all that effort into a referendum that we kind of knew that was going to fail.
That inability to do much about wages, how did that affect your ability to help put food on your table?
Like I said, there are some years that we had like a penny raise, and it wasn't really helping most of us out. It was just hindering us mostly.
If you could have, what sort of other things would you have liked to have bargained on? Some sort of working conditions or other benefits, if you would have had that power?
Right now, we're extremely understaffed. Most of our buildings are pretty much, we're working to the max. Mostly our second shift staff are just having so much to do. We used to have this thing called AB clean, where we clean half the school one day and half the school the other day, and they merged all into one day. So we're having like 2 days worth of work in just one day.
So along comes this court ruling from the Dane County judge. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
When I found out that the decision came down, I was ecstatic. I was happy. I was mostly like in shock when I found that out.
While you were happy, are you guardedly optimistic at all? I mean, the Republicans are promising an appeal and so on. What's sort of your sense of how high should your optimism be at this point?
I think my optimism is very high. I know that the Republicans are wanting to appeal to the higher court, and I feel like we have a high chance of having Act 10 eliminated.
Some of the Republicans are saying it would be a blow to taxpayers. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah, I disagree with that 100%. As city workers, as state workers, we have a stake in this. And the thing is that we work for the people. We don't want to see taxes go up because of our decisions. We want everyone to be in a happy place where the workers can work alongside with the management and everything would be good.
So you're suggesting that a fairer compensation and bargaining situation benefits everybody?
I believe so, because again, we're working for the people of Wisconsin and we want to see mostly just to be treated fairly. That's it.
If the court ruling from Dane County stands, and it, we may not know for a few months yet, the appeal process, how long that's going to take, is there anything you and your other union members have talked about being able to bargain more frequently for, have a stronger case in bargaining for?
Well, mostly we're hoping to bargain for just a safer environment for all employees to be treated as equals, just be treated like a human being at this point.
Rocco DeMarc is a building engineer in the Racine Unified School District and is a member of the Service Employees Union, also known as SEIU. He spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. We should disclose that Act 10 has also affected many WUWM employees who are part of the state university system.